This Radio Mystery Theater presents... Come in. Welcome. I'm E.G. Marshall. And now all the witches, those most noble ladies... For all their broomsticks and their angry tears, are gone. So laments Mr. Yates. But are the witches really gone? Just because we no longer see the broomsticks and the tall pointed hats, have they truly and for all times disappeared? Or is it merely a matter of perception?
I want to thank you.
For what?
For saving my life.
Oh, I'm sure I don't remember doing anything like that.
It was late yesterday afternoon on Joe Sheba's property. You let me out of a trap.
Yeah? Did I?
You let an otter out of the trap, didn't you?
Yeah. But how would you know?
I was the otter.
Mystery drama, Napoleon and the Queen of Sheba, was written especially for the Mystery Theater by Sam Dan and stars Christopher Tabori. I'll be back shortly with Act One. The streets of the city are dark and deserted. An icy stillness hangs in the air. Winter, like an invading army, has driven the people indoors to escape the biting winds, which are cold enough to crack the very pavement. Here and there may be heard hurried fugitive footsteps. There is darkness and silence. But suddenly, one is aware of a square of light on the snowy sidewalk. It comes from a store window. The sign says, Garcia's Grocery. Why is it open at this hour of the night? That's what Tom Garcia himself would like to know.
Hey, Inez, help me close up.
Oh, don't close up yet, Tom.
What do you mean, don't close up yet? What do you want me to stay open for, huh?
Well, somebody might need milk for a baby.
Oh, they can wait for the morning.
Oh, just a little while longer?
Oh, sure. So some punk can come in here and try to pull a stick up?
Tom, I'll go inside and make you something nice to eat.
Now, don't try to get around me, Inez.
And when it's ready, I'll call you, and then you can close up, all right?
But look, there ain't a living soul out on the street.
Oh, it won't take me more than 10 or 15 minutes. Okay, Tom?
Well, what are you going to make?
It'll be a surprise.
Okay, but 15 minutes is my limit. Hey, shut the door. It's freezing out there. Okay, what do you want? I'm closing up in just about 2 minutes. Well, what do you want?
I want all the money you got in the cash register.
I see. I just hold that gun steady.
Shut up.
I'm saying it for your own good.
Just be quick about it.
The gun don't go off. Nobody gets hurt.
Shut up and give me the money.
I sure... Sure thing, kid. You, want to change, too? Here, take it out! Let go of it, kid. Oh. Let go or the arm comes right off.
Ow!
Drop it! All right. Now, punk, sit down for a minute.
Oh.
I'll just pick this up.
Oh.
Oh, for crying out loud. He's a cap pistol. Come on, get up, punk, on your feet. I'm going to run you right over to the police station.
Oh, listen, give me a break.
A break? What for?
I gave you a break just now.
Oh, yeah.
I saved your life.
You what?
Well, if I'd used a real gun, I'd have pulled the trigger. You'd be dead by now.
Come on, punk, let's go.
I could have used a real gun, but I want to go straight.
Oh, that's why you pulled a stick up, huh?
Oh, listen. I just got out of jail.
Well, that mistake is going to get corrected right now.
I put in 2 years. I couldn't stand it no more, being locked up.
Okay, tell that to a judge.
No, I can't go back there again.
Oh, you're breaking my heart.
They just let me out yesterday.
And you couldn't wait to go back in business, huh?
No. I only came back here to see little Napoleon. He's the head guy.
Well, I know who that punk is.
I came back here to tell him I'm through with it. But he tells me nobody quits him.
I don't want to hear about your troubles. Let's go.
I knew I had to get out of town, but I needed money. This was the only way.
Sure.
No, please, please, give me a break.
Let's go, punk.
Oh, Tom, give him a break.
Oh, now, Inez, it's none
please,
of your...
Please, Tom.
But why?
I heard what he told you.
Oh, you swallowed that?
Well, maybe he's telling the truth.
And maybe he ain't.
All right. But give him a break anyhow, Tom.
He'll only go out and try it again.
No, I won't. I won't. I swear I won't.
I don't think anybody ever gave him a break.
She's right. Nobody ever gave me a break in all my life.
Tom, please.
All right. I'm the world's biggest chump, the champion sucker.
Oh, doesn't it make you feel good to help somebody?
Okay, punk. On your way, beat it.
Thanks, mister.
And if I ever catch you hanging around here again...
You won't.
Wait. Where are you going?
Oh, what's the difference where he's going?
Well, you said you had to get out of town, didn't you?
If I don't, I'll have to keep working for Napoleon.
Where can you go?
Back where I came from.
And where's that?
Farm, upstate. My old man is still alive.
How are you going to get there?
Well, I guess I'll just maybe have to hitch a ride somehow.
Tom, give him some money.
What?
Well, so he can take a bus.
Oh, listen, Inez.
He can freeze to death on the road.
All right. Might as well go all the way. Here.
Oh, give him some more, Tom.
Well, that'll cover his bus fare.
Let him get some new clothes. He's going to see his father.
What do I care if he's going to see his... Yeah, okay. Here, take this. But I'm telling you, Inez, not a nickel more. Now, take off, punk.
Don't call him a punk.
I'll never forget you.
Sure you will, as soon as you walk out the door.
What's your name?
Eddie.
Goodbye, Eddie.
Goodbye.
What'd you make me give him all that dough for?
It's very important that he go free.
Why? Why is it so important?
I just feel it. That's all.
Oh, now, don't start that stuff, that weird stuff. I swear, between you and Mama...
He must be free to go. To go far from here.
Inez, he's not going no place.
Don't say that, Tom.
He's going to get just about as far as Billy's saloon up the street.
No, he's going far away. He must, Tom. He must.
Battle even for Northland, Craven's Corner, Bakerstown and Crayville.
Give me a ticket to Crayville. One way.
3850.
Okay, here. Crayville. No, never mind. Forget it. I'm not going back there. I'm never going back there.
Good evening, Eddie.
Oh, little Napoleon.
Billy, another round for my friend here. I saw you a bit earlier, Eduardo.
Oh, yeah?
Of all places, at the bus terminal. Oh, you were contemplating running out, were you not, Edward?
No, I...
And then I noticed you suddenly changed your mind.
Well,
you thought it over. The farming life is not for you, is it? You saved yourself, and in the proverbial nick of time... I told you, no one ever resigns from my employ.
Knapp, give me a break.
I have. You're alive. Had you tried to board that bus, the word terminal would have aptly described your condition.
Whatever it is you got in mind for me, sooner or later, I'll have to get caught.
Only if you're careless.
If I have to go to jail again, I think I'll kill myself first.
Oh, very melodramatic, aren't you, Edward? Report to my office in the morning. I'm sure you're eager to get back to work.
hey, Inez, Inez. Wake up, Inez. Inez, wake up, will you? What's wrong? I heard you in my room.
Tom?
You having a nightmare or something?
Tom?
It's me. I'm Tom, your brother. Tom. Now, what's the matter? Why can't you sleep?
It's Eddie.
Eddie? Who's... What are you saying?
Eddie.
Oh, that punk. Why should you be having a nightmare about some hood like Eddie?
Tom, he has to go.
Okay, I'll play along. Where does he have to go?
I don't know. But someplace far from here.
And why?
He just has to.
Yeah, but why?
I don't know. He has to, that's all. If he doesn't go, it's going to be very bad.
What's going to be very bad?
Something. Don't ask me anymore.
Oh, Inez. No. Why don't you go back to sleep?
No, I can't. Not until I'm sure he's going.
Listen to me, Inez.
You said he's not going no place. He's gonna get just about as far as Billy's saloon up the street. Those were your exact words.
Well, sure, so.
Tom, why did you say those words?
Why? I don't know.
Could you be right? Is it possible he won't go any further than Billy's saloon?
Inez.
Just answer me. Is it possible? That's not why we let him go. That's not why we gave him the money. Tom, just to make sure, run over to Billy's.
What?
And if he's there, you just tell him he simply must go away. Far away.
Inez, do you know what you're talking about?
Yes, I do. Oh, please, do it for me. Don't ask me any more questions. Just do it.
It's a shame I didn't bet on it. I would have won.
Huh? Oh.
Give me a break. Give me a chance to change my evil ways. Let me get out of town and start all over again. Something to that effect, wasn't it, punk?
Now listen.
I already listened. What more can you tell me?
You don't know what it's like up there on the farm.
Oh, I bet it's like being in jail, huh?
You're surrounded by all that empty space. Nowhere to go. Nothing to do.
The whole world is against you, huh?
No, please, I'm scared. If I cross him, he'll kill me.
And if you cross her, I will kill you.
Who?
Inez, my sister. Sometimes I don't think she's in this world. Maybe she's too good for it. She believed you. Doesn't that mean something?
I'm just so scared.
In your whole life, she's the only person that ever gave you a break. And this is how you're going to pay her back, huh? I'll go back home. I'll tell her.
Oh, no, please, don't.
She'll ask me. I'll have to tell her. She'll always know when I'm lying. I called you a punk. Remember? She said, don't call him punk. So I'll have to go back and tell her that's exactly what you are.
Sometimes I wish I were dead.
You're going to get on that bus.
You don't understand.
I have to go back and tell her you went far away. Because if I don't, it's going to kill something inside her. Something very important to her. So get moving, punk.
Don't call me punk.
I'll call you punk as long as the handle fits.
But I told you, if I go, Napoleon will kill me.
And I told you, if you stay, I will kill you. So, which one of us do you want to take on? Me or Napoleon?
Not very much of a choice, is it? Evidently, there is a struggle of some sort going here for the soul of this young man. But why is it so important that he go far away? The answer will be revealed shortly in Act Two. history, a rather large number of people have told us, in a host of variations, that the greatest fear we face is that of fear itself. It should come as no surprise. Fear is a disease, most infectious, and it feeds on its own fat. How does one learn to cope? In a variety of ways, one of which we are about to explore.
By Stephen Van Auflin, Kramer's Corner, Bakerstown and Crayville.
Get on. Oh, all right.
But nobody
followed us.
You sure?
Get on the bus,
please. One person in the whole world thinks you are a human being. If it wasn't for her, you'd be on your way back to jail right now.
Okay. Look. Tell her.
Tell her what?
Just tell her thanks.
Hop on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was in Billy's.
Oh.
I convinced him he'd be better on the road.
And?
He's gone. The punk.
No. There's some good in him. He did go.
Only because I told him I'd kill him.
Oh, poor Eddie. Afraid to stay and afraid to go.
Yeah, let's forget the whole stupid business. Get some sleep.
Thanks, Tom.
Inez, why is it so important for this punk to go somewhere?
I don't know. But soon, very soon, I may know the answer.
You could have wrote.
I meant to, Pop.
Where you been these 2 years?
I was on a ship.
Yeah?
Yeah, a freighter.
Now you come home, huh?
Yeah.
With nothing but the clothes on your back. So it turns out you didn't like the world after all, huh?
No, Pop.
Farm looks pretty good now, don't it?
Yeah.
There's some stew in the pot on the stove and some coffee.
Thanks.
You better eat and get to bed. You gotta get up at 4 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Oh, but Pop, it's winter.
I know it's winter, but you don't want to get out of the habit. I hope you didn't think you were coming home to lay around all day.
No, I...
That's good. Tomorrow morning, you're going to feed the stock. Then you're going to fix them stone fences before the snow gets too deep.
Yeah.
Bring me some flat rocks from that pile.
Oh, it's cold, Pop.
This is nothing. Wait till it
gets... Hey, what's that?
That's what?
Look, it's coming from over there.
Yeah? Sounds like an animal.
Sounds like it's hurt.
It must be caught in a trap. Hey, where are you going?
I want to see.
Just a second. That's Joe Sheba's land.
Yeah, I know.
You come back here. You should know. We don't go on Sheba property and he don't go on ours.
Hey, Pop, look.
I'm telling you. Joe just as soon as take a shot at you. I know I'd shoot him if I caught him on...
Hey, Pop.
What is it?
Look.
All right. I'm coming. For crying out loud, it's an otter. You never seen an otter before? They come up from the river.
Oh, his leg's caught in the trap. Oh, look, he's so scared. He can hardly make a sound.
All right, let's get out of here.
Can't we free him?
You crazy? Trespassing on another man's property? Interfering with his traps? What kind of a son did I raise?
Oh, but the thing's scared stiff.
Joe will be along and kill it soon enough.
Pop, you don't know what it's like to be trapped.
Well, why should I? I'm not an animal.
Human beings can be trapped, too. I know.
Let's get out of here. You mind your own business, huh?
Oh, Pop, but this poor little animal...
That's the trouble with the world. Nobody wants to mind their own business. Oh, where have you been?
Oh, I've been out.
Out where?
Just out
walking around.
You must like the cold, huh? You stole that otter from Joe Sheba's trap. That's where you went.
I didn't steal it.
What did you do with it?
I just let it go.
I hate Joe and he hates me. But we'd never sink so low as to steal from each other. You ought to stay here. I'm warning you. You keep out of trouble. Hear?
I'll get it.
Now, don't you answer it. Let me look out the window first. See if it's Joe Sheba and if he's carrying a rifle. All right, go ahead, open it. It's just some old lady.
Good morning, folks.
Good morning.
Mind if I come in? Oh, thank you most kindly.
What can I do for you?
You could let me get warm by the fire.
Push that chair over to the stove, Eddie. You ate any breakfast?
No, sir, I have not.
Well, you can help yourself.
Thank you, most kindly.
I don't believe I've ever seen you around here before.
No, sir, you have not.
Where are you headed for, ma'am?
Oh, everywhere in general. Nowhere in particular.
What are you doing here?
I'm looking for work.
Work?
I look about this place, and oh my, it sure needs plenty of work. It could use a thorough going cleaning. There's not a single curtain on any window, and I'll bet there's plenty of clothes that need mending, socks that need darning. Well, that's settled.
What's settled?
I'm to stay here for a spell and take care of all those things.
No, just a second.
In return for my room and board. Now, where are you going to find a better bargain? I believe I'll try one of those sausages. Mm. I would think, sir, you'd be mighty fed up with your own cooking by this time.
Well?
My name is Alavia.
Alavia what?
Oh, just plain old Alavia. Why don't you gentlemen go out and do chores, and I can get right to work.
Well, I don't know. Well, I could use a woman's help around here for a bit.
There, you see? What did I tell you?
Eddie, I'm going to drive into town. I'll be back in a couple of hours. Make sure you get started now.
Oh, he will, he will.
Well, I'll see you later.
You'll see me, too.
Yeah, yeah, you too.
I never thought he'd do it.
Do what?
Let you stay.
Why not?
I guess he just don't like having people around here. Ever since Mom died, he's been very hard to live with.
I want to thank you.
Thank me? For what?
For saving my life.
Saving your life?
Oh, yes.
I don't remember doing anything like that.
How could you forget?
I can't even imagine how.
It was late yesterday afternoon.
Oh, you're making a mistake.
Oh, no, I never make mistakes. Wait, that isn't true. I did make a mistake. I let myself get caught in that trap.
What trap?
The trap on Joe Sheba's property.
How would you know about the trap? Only Pop and I were there.
And me. I was in the trap.
No, an otter was in the trap.
I was the otter.
What did you say?
You heard what I said. I was the otter.
Well, how could you be the otter?
I had changed myself into an otter.
You changed yourself into an otter?
How else was I going to get across the river? The ice is still too thin to walk on. Oh, I could have become a fish. Oh, but they never have any fun. Did you ever see a fish that looked happy?
I don't understand.
Down south once, I changed myself into an alligator. Oh, I didn't like that at all. I suppose it clashes with my disposition. You get a very good feeling, as a rule, when you're an otter. And they're cute, aren't they?
Oh, I can't believe this.
Do you know why? Because you're fighting it. Just accept it.
How can I accept it? It's impossible.
Nothing is impossible today.
How can you do it?
I'm a witch.
A witch?
I had nothing to say about it. That's the way I was born.
And
you can change your shape?
That's right.
Then when you were in the trap, how does it happen you didn't change yourself back?
Well, I couldn't. I wasn't free. And you came along, and you saved my life. Now, what can I do for you?
For me? Oh, I don't know if there's anything anybody can do for me.
A witch isn't just anybody.
How about this witch stuff? I wouldn't say too much about it when Pop is around. I mean, he gets bothered very easy.
Oh, don't worry. This is our secret, yours and mine. And besides, I happen to have plans for you.
Plans, eh? A witch's plans, no less. Wait, who says she's a witch? She does. Can we believe her? Are there such things as witches? This is an argument that's almost as old as the human race. Why don't we just accept it for now and see how it works out in Act 3? Sane and sensible people insist that there's no such thing as witchcraft. That's during broad daylight, in the midst of a crowd. Sane and sensible people, however, may have another view of the world when they're all alone in the darkness. Then, of course, there's the matter of confrontation. The fact is, we really don't know, do we?
You're a witch, huh?
Guilty as charged. Although I should say innocent as charged. There's no disgrace in being a witch. Like everything else, it depends on what you do with it.
But I still don't get it. You say you change yourself into an otter.
I told you to cross the river.
Well, so when you got caught in the trap, couldn't you change yourself back?
I told you I wasn't free. I was a prisoner. A prisoner has absolutely no power. Well, you should know how cold and dead a prisoner can feel. Uh-oh. Do you know who that is? Mr. Joe Sheba.
What does he want?
You know what he wants? Hide yourself.
What?
Into the other room, quickly. Well, hurry. Do as I tell you. Just a minute. Well, how do you do? Mr. Joseph Sheba, I presume?
Yeah, it's Joe Sheba, all right.
Well, won't you come in?
Where is he?
Where is who?
I had an otter caught in my trap.
Did you?
And somebody stole it.
Did they?
Yeah. At first I says to myself, it's old Pop, but then I said, bad as he is, he ain't a thief. It must have been that no-good jailbird son of his.
How do you know he's a jailbird?
Everybody knows. Everybody except the old man. He don't want to know.
Isn't it entirely possible you're making a mistake?
No, it ain't. I know there was an otter in that trap. I could tell by the hair that was still on the jaws of the trap.
Perhaps you saw what you wanted to see.
Somebody opened that trap.
Why are you so sure?
Hey. Who are you?
Who am I?
Yeah, that's what I asked you.
Who do you want me to be?
Now, what kind of answer is that?
What kind of answer did you expect?
I asked you a simple question.
There is no such thing as a simple question.
Oh, I give up.
Oh, don't give up. Life is too full, too rich, too beautiful.
All as I know is somebody stole my animal, and I'm going to get satisfaction for it.
Is that the only kind of satisfaction you want out of life?
Now, listen here.
I asked you a question. Who did you want me to be?
Oh, come on, huh?
You knocked on the door. A woman opened it. You looked at me, and I saw the disappointment on your face. You had wanted me to be somebody else. Who?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll keep your secret. Who?
Who?
Well, tell me, who?
Well, the Queen of Sheba.
Well, why not? Wait, is this a racial memory? Almost 3,000 years ago,
Were you a great prince of Sheba? Is that why your name is Sheba? Were you the king of Sheba? Were you her husband before she married Solomon?
You know you're crazy.
And you still want to see her?
Well, I'm listening to you. I must be crazy.
You are still in love with the queen of Sheba.
Yeah, we're both crazy.
How many lifetimes have you lived since then? And you still cannot forget this dazzling beauty who played with the hearts of kings. She's still buried deep in your psyche.
Why, you're nutty on me.
Do you want to see the queen of Sheba? Before you answer, think.
Think?
Well, surely you'll remember. She's as cruel as she is beautiful. Imperious, intolerant, dangerous. Do you still want to see her?
What is all this? What's happening to me?
Do you want to see the Queen of Sheba? Do you want to hold her in your arms again?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Then it's done.
Who is she? Who is that standing there?
Well, can't you see? It's the Queen of Sheba. Is she as beautiful as you remember?
Well, she's looking at me, smiling at me.
Yes.
Is she saying something? But I can't hear her. Why can't I hear her?
She is saying, is this the latest captive stranger who has been sent here to please me?
Is that what she's saying?
And now she's saying, come forward, embrace me.
Is that what she's saying? She's saying that to me?
Do you need another invitation? Take her in your arms.
Whoa. What's she saying now?
She's saying, I shall keep this one and make him king of Sheba for as long as he shall please me.
Keep me? Why is she going to keep me?
In ancient Sheba or Saba, a forgotten land in the Arabian desert.
No, I don't want to go live in no desert.
I'm afraid you don't have any choice. She's ordering her guards to seize him and hold him until I decide to take my pleasure.
Hey, no, wait. You guys, now wait. Let go of me now. Let go.
My dear man, the thing is inevitable. Relax and enjoy it.
What was that noise? What happened? Where's Joe Sheba?
He went home.
Oh, but that don't solve anything.
It solves everything.
How? He'll be back.
I don't think so.
You did something to him?
Who, me?
Well, what happened to him?
I told you, he went home.
Oh, what about the trap and the otter?
I don't think he's worried about that anymore.
Who are you?
How many times must I tell you? A witch.
Oh, no, but there's no such thing as...
There isn't. Ask Joe Sheba, if you can find him.
But what do you want from me?
I want to thank you.
Well, what for? Okay. I know what for. For the trap. Well, all right. You fixed it with Joe Sheba, didn't you?
I should think so.
Well, then we're square.
No. I must do more.
More?
You're not really a bad boy, Eddie. What you need is a nice little wife, and then you'll settle down. And I've got just the girl for you.
You got a girl for me?
Of course. Inez.
Who's Inez?
Oh, Eddie, you've forgotten her already. Inez, the girl in the grocery store.
Oh, Inez!
And I thought you fell in love with her.
I did. But how do you know Inez?
She's my daughter.
Inez is your daughter?
Of course. Why do you think she wouldn't let her brother take you to the police station?
I don't know.
Oh, Eddie, you still haven't figured it out. Inez knew I'd be caught in a trap. And she knew somebody would have to come up here to set me free.
Are you telling me the truth? Oh, no, it's impossible.
It doesn't matter. You don't have to be smart, Eddie. You'll have a clever wife.
Wait, but how would you...
But how did she know I'd let you out of the trap?
Because she could see that you really have a good heart. And that's all that really matters.
I can't afford to get married.
Well, Tom will give you a job in the grocery store.
You mean I'm going to have to work in a grocery store?
It's honest work, isn't it?
I guess so.
Would you rather work here, on a farm?
No.
And after a while, Eddie, with Inez's help, you'll open up another store, and another. Soon you'll become a great tycoon. Not because you're smart, but because you have a big heart. That will be the name of the company, the Big Hearted Store.
That sounds great. When can we go?
Anytime you're ready.
Oh, what are we talking about? I couldn't go back there ever again.
Why not?
A little Napoleon.
Yes?
Don't you understand? He'll kill me.
I don't think so.
You don't know little Napoleon.
He doesn't know me either.
I'm not going back there. I'm scared.
Oh, then I suppose I'll just have to find another husband for Inez.
Oh, you don't understand. Nobody ever crosses little Napoleon and lives.
And you'll stay here, getting up at 4 a.m. to feed the animals and do all the plowing and the milking.
Oh, please.
Oh, let me take you away from all this, Eddie.
But little Napoleon...
Let me worry about little Napoleon.
Oh, it's you.
Who did you think it would be?
Napoleon. He knows I'm back in the neighborhood. He'll figure I went back to my old room. I better get out of this while I still have a chance.
Eddie, trust me.
Trust you? An old lady who tells me she was an otter that I let out of a trap? And that she's a witch? And that she can change her shape? And I'm supposed to believe her?
Why shouldn't you believe me?
You're not only asking me to believe you, but to bet my life on you.
Doesn't it make you feel marvelous?
Marvelous?
To have something to believe in? Something wild, mysterious, exciting.
That a person can change shape?
Of course, why not? People change all the time. They change personalities constantly. And if you can change what's inside, why is it so strange to believe that you can change what's outside?
Oh, boy.
A person grows up. By the time he's a man, he's become a weasel or a lion or a snake. He's got everything but the shape. In time, people will learn how to do that, too.
Oh!
I know you're in there, Reddy.
It's little Napoleon. What am I going to do now?
Step into the closet.
But that's the first place he'll look.
Eddie!
Oh, why'd I listen to you?
Step inside, Eddie. Do as I tell you. Don't make a sound. Just a minute. Yes?
Who are you?
Who am I? Who are you looking for?
I apologize, madam. I believe I've got the wrong apartment.
May I ask who it is that you're seeking?
A young gentleman who obviously isn't here.
The young gentleman is the object of a temporary objective. Who is it that you seek constantly?
I beg your pardon?
Won't you come in? Perhaps I can help you.
Help me do what?
Who is it that little Napoleon was always looking for?
Oh, you know who I am, eh?
I know who you would like to be. You would give anything, everything in the world, to be Napoleon. In fact, in truth... In reality...
What are you suggesting? Napoleon? Well, it's just a joke.
Is it really? You mean you don't see yourself as Napoleon? One day when you'll be more than just the head of a gang of neighborhood thugs, one day you will be known and feared as he was.
Well...
Did I touch a nerve? Why settle for the pale imitation when you can be the authentic, the original? Be Napoleon. Be the young artillery lieutenant who captures the throne of France. Be the Napoleon who conquers Europe. And look, here, your beautiful bride, Josephine.
Oh, it's... It's
Josephine. See? She has her arms extended. Go to her. Go! What are you waiting for?
Josephine!
He's gone. Where did he go?
Oh, he left some time ago.
What do you mean, some time ago?
I think it's been 2 days.
2 days? But it was just a couple of minutes ago that I stepped
in. No, you were very tired. You just slept all this time.
Oh, now, look, don't try to tell me something that
I
know.
Look in the mirror. You see? That's at least 2 days' growth of beard, isn't it?
Oh.
But don't you want to go over to the store and talk to Inez?
Well, what about Napoleon? How can I be sure that he...
Here, the morning paper. Read.
Local mobster becomes insane. Robert Fruber, who called himself Little Napoleon, was found running about the street dressed as Napoleon. What's this?
Read on.
Intimates claim he kept the Napoleon costume hidden in his room, but this is the first time he ever wore it in public. Psychiatrists who examined him say that he will probably spend the rest of his life in an institution.
Do you believe me now?
Oh, yes, but...
Now? You shall go to the store and propose marriage to Inez.
Marriage?
I thought you would like that. Of course, if you don't want to marry Inez, I can think of something else for you to do.
No, please. Inez, absolutely. I love her. I'm crazy about her. Don't be hasty. There's nothing in this world I'd rather do than marry Inez.
Good. In that case, do it now.
And he did. Now he's married into a family which has two witches. And you'll notice the techniques both the ladies employ. They never do anything. They charm, they cajole, they convince you to do it yourself. And I'm convinced that I will return shortly.
Lola Falana. You know, the federal minimum wage is $3.10 an hour for most workers. That's right, $3.10 an hour. If you're not being paid the $3.10 and you think you should be, call the nearest wage and hour office today.
Helping you to get a fair share for the job that you do. Helping to make it right. Shedding a little light. Someone cares about you.
This message from the U.S. Department of Labor, this station, and me, Lola Falana.
In wrestling, in judo, karate, indeed, in all the martial arts, the technique is to use your opponent's strength to turn the force he exerts against himself. And so it is in the mental arts, especially when we come to consider the supernatural. When we are confronted with the unexplained, it is our own beliefs that drive us to accept the inexplicable. After all, it's impossible for anyone to believe in ghosts who doesn't have an imagination. Our cast included Christopher Tabori, E.V. Juster, Ian Martin, and Court Benson. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. And now, a preview of our next tale.
You just called Loganberry's. Guess what? She quit. Called them on the phone this morning and said she was leaving.
For where?
She didn't tell anybody.
But she must have told somebody.
No.
I can't believe it's all coincidence. Mrs. Talmadge dies accidentally when a pot boils over on a gas stove.
Those things happen.
And now Cleo Fuller just vanishes?
Those things also happen.
Lieutenant, they say my husband was killed by a jealous lover of Cleo Fuller's. But Mrs. Talmadge, who tells me there's a far more insidious motive for his death, suddenly dies. Cleo Fuller, the only one we know of, who could really tell us if Ellsworth was having an affair with her, simply disappears. Can you accept this as a natural course of events?
Look, even if I didn't, what could I do about it?
Mrs. E.G. Marshall inviting you to return to our Mystery Theater for another adventure in the macabre. Until next time, pleasant dreams.